As the scandal over abuse of Iraqi prisoners has grown, many in Washington have worried that the photos of abuse would cause problems for the troops in Iraq. Many of the troops have seen the photos, so how are they reacting? To find out, we called on Los Angeles Times writer Tony Perry. He's embedded with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, stationed outside Fallujah.
They were kind of shocked and dismayed at these pictures, not so much for themselves, although they're disgusting and inhumane and un-American on the face of them, but what it means for the mission. And what it means for the mission is a lot of hard work of the Marines and a lot of hard work by Army personnel is going down the drain. And the question is, can it be saved? And the Marines are very concerned that the whole hearts and minds approach, which is the approach, right? This is not a combat approach. It's the hearts and minds approach. A lot of that is going to be undercut rather badly, that the Iraqis are never going to trust the Americans more than they do now. As one Marine said, we're getting a flat tire on our 18-wheeler out of this, and I think that's a pretty good statement.
The headline above one of your recent stories in the Los Angeles Times read, quote, "Marines on a mission to win friends in Iraq." These pictures no doubt have made that task much more difficult.
Well, the reactions to the uniform vary. You go into a village, which I did the other day, and the children all run out, and they all yell, "Mister, Mister!" They all want candy and soccer balls and all the rest of it. The adults come out a little wary, maybe, but the Americans have things for them: farm implements, grain, seed, and then the promise of even more if things can get back on an even footing. Now, on the other hand, you go into Fallujah, which we did yesterday, and people are standing on the street corners, glowering at the Americans, turning their back, making rude finger gestures, and then cheering when the Americans left.
Now, that's something in Fallujah, that's something that might have happened before this prison scandal surfaced. Fallujah has long been a hot spot. Has the surfacing of these photos, has that inflamed Fallujah and the insurgency there?
Well, Fallujah, I think, was already red hot. I don't know that you can inflame them. And the insurgency, I think, is multi-layered. You have some absolute jihadists who were dead set against America. I don't see how they could get any more hate-filled than they are now. Probably people on the cusp, people in the middle, young people who are deciding whether to take up an RPG or an AK-47 against these Americans might be influenced. But as we sit here now, the insurgency has died down tremendously because of this deal that has been cut between the Marines and these former Iraqi generals. So the pictures notwithstanding, and the outrage notwithstanding, Fallujah, for the first time in a long time, is quiet.
We've seen a parade of top military commanders appearing before Congress, and many, if not all of them, express concern about the troops that are now stationed or now positioned in Iraq. They're worried about this scandal and how it will affect them. Is this the kind of thing that the Marines that you're now embedded with talk about in their off hours? Is this a constant topic of conversation?
To be candid, I think the Marines, they've seen the pictures, they've heard the stories, they've talked it up, and they've moved on. They're pretty busy here. There's a lot of moving parts to this operation, a lot of still combat operations going on in the rural areas and the suburban areas where they're looking for insurgents, where they're interdicting smugglers bringing things in. On the other side, there's the no-better-friend equation where they're trying to get to know the locals, trying to get some projects underway, power and water, trying to clean up the battle damage. So people are pretty busy here, and while they have, focused like everybody on the pictures and on the scandal and on the unbelievability of it, I think to a large degree they've moved on because they're very busy.
Tony, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Tony Perry is a Los Angeles Times staff writer, and he's embedded with the 1st Expeditionary Force, now stationed near Fallujah.